Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook Messenger is adding a slew of new features it announced in September, including support for chat themes, custom reactions, selfie stickers, and vanish mode, as well as the ability for Instagram users to communicate with people on Facebook for the first time. Instagram users had to opt into the upgraded new feature set in order to get cross-platform communication access, but Messenger users will get that automatically, and it'll be rolled out soon to users across North America, with other regions to follow. Google's rolled out new haircut appointment booking for Google Duplex, its AI chat agent, after demonstrating it on stage at Google I.O. in 2018. A spokesperson tells VentureBeat that users with supported devices in the U.S. can have Google Assistant call barbershops, hairstylists, and salons to reserve appointments for them. Google launched Duplex for restaurant reservations in November of 2018 for owners of Pixel-branded devices. Because of the pandemic, Duplex pivoted away from bookings to focus more on store hours and inventory check-ins, and expanded beyond the U.S. to the U.K., Australia, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Spain. Gartner and IDC have both released their latest shipment data for the global PC industry, and it's up. Gartner says PC shipments in the U.S. increased 11.4% in Q3 of 2020, which is the strongest growth in a decade. IDC analysts found that PC shipments totaled 81.3 million units worldwide during the third quarter, an increase of 14.6% year over year. According to Gartner, HP took the top vendor slot with almost 30.8% market share, Dell in second place with 25%, followed by Lenovo, Apple, and Acer. IDC's numbers are a little different and show Lenovo in the top spot. Gartner noted that although its data doesn't include Chromebooks or iPads, Chromebook shipments grew by 90%. Blue Origin conducted its latest test flight of its rocket New Shepard at its facility in western Texas on Tuesday. No passengers were on board, although New Shepard included a capsule on top that is designed to carry as many as six people for a mission. This mission, known as NS-13, was the 13th test flight of the system and a record seventh consecutive launch for the rocket booster carrying the capsule. Blue Origin conducted its last test flight of New Shepard in December of 2019. CEO Bob Smith said earlier this year, New Shepard will need to fly three or more test flights before it puts people on board. OnePlus co-founder Carl Pei has left the company. Pei co-founded OnePlus with CEO Pete Lau in December of 2013. Emily Dai, who runs OnePlus's India operations, will take over for Pei, leading the OnePlus Nord team. TechCrunch's sources say that Pei will start his own venture. OnePlus will launch the OnePlus 8T later this week. Disney reorganized a bit to put streaming operations under a newly created Media and Entertainment Distribution Group. Content will be created for this group by three separate content divisions: Studios, General Entertainment, and Sports. WordPress is making it possible to turn an existing WordPress blog into a series of Twitter posts, aka a tweet storm, along with images and videos that are also in the original post. The feature also supports multiple Twitter accounts. WordPress will attempt to make the tweets seem natural by following sentence and paragraph breaks in the original post. Earlier this year, the company introduced allowing easy importing of Twitter threads into blogs with the unroll option for Twitter embeds. Microsoft announced new ways to make AI systems more useful for people with disabilities by developing more inclusive data sets. One project called Object Recognition for Blind Image Training, or ORBIT, will build a new public data set of videos submitted by people who are blind or have low vision in order to develop algorithms for smartphone cameras that can recognize important personal objects, like a face mask, for example. Microsoft is also working with Team Gleason, which supports people with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, to create an open data set of facial imagery of people with the disease to make computer vision and machine learning algorithms better at recognizing people with ALS symptoms. Finally, Netflix has removed all free trial options for new members. They are gone. A post at Netflix's help center reads, quote, "Free trials are not available, but you can still sign up and take advantage of all Netflix has to offer. No contracts, no cancellation fees, and no commitments." Back in June, Disney Plus stopped offering free trials for new subscribers before Hamilton was added to the service on July 4th. Netflix has Aaron Sorkin's Oscars hopeful The Trial of Chicago 7, Season 4 of The Crown, and David Fincher's Mank arriving over the next several weeks, which may have prompted the similar move. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.